Or do you want to meet the Hiver now? We could probably do that. It don't seem to move fast. No, said Tiffany, louder than she'd intended. No, because things aren't what they seem. We do things wrong. I can't explain it. It's because of the third wish, which you don't know what it is. Yes, but I will soon, I hope. The witch stared at her. Yes, I hope so too, she said. Well, no point in standing around. Let's get moving. And with that, the witch picked up a blanket and set off as though being pulled by a string. We haven't even had anything to eat, said Tiffany, running after her. I had a lot of voles last night, said Mistress Weatherwax over her shoulder. Yes, but you didn't actually eat them, did you? Said Tiffany. It was the owl that actually ate them. Technically, yes, Mistress Weatherwax admitted, but if you think you've been eating voles all night, you'd be amazed how much you don't want to eat anything the next morning. Or ever again. She nodded at a distant departing figure of Petulia. Friend of yours? She said as they set out. If she is, I don't deserve it, said Tiffany. Hmm, said Mistress Weatherwax. Well, sometimes we get what we don't deserve. For an old woman, Mistress Weatherwax could move quite fast. She strode over the moors as if distance was a personal insult. But she was good at something else, too. She knew about silence. There was the swish of her long skirt as it snagged the heathers, but somehow that became part of the background noise. In the silence, as she walked, Tiffany could still hear the memories. There were hundreds of them left behind by the Hiver. Most of them were so faint that they were nothing more than slight, uncomfortable feeling in her head. But the ancient tiger still burned brightly in the back of her brain, and behind that was the giant lizard. They'd been killing machines, the most powerful creatures in their world once. The Hiver had taken them both, and then they died fighting. Always taking fresh bodies, always driving the owners mad with the urge for power, which would always end up getting them killed. And just as Tiffany wondered why, a memory said, because it is frightened. Frightened of what, Tiffany thought. It's so powerful. Who knows? But it's mad with terror, completely binkers. Your sensibility bustle, aren't you? Said Tiffany, and then her ears informed her that she'd said this aloud. Talkative, ain't he? Said Mistress Weatherwax. He talked in your sleep the other night. He used to have a very high opinion of himself. I reckon that's why his memories held together for so long. He doesn't know binkers from bonkers, though, said Tiffany. Well, memory fades, said Mistress Weatherwax. She stopped and leaned against a rock. She sounded out of breath. Are you all right, Mistress? Said Tiffany. Sound as a bell, said Mistress Weatherwax, wheezing slightly. Just getting my second wind? Anyway, it's only another 6 miles. I notice you're limping a bit, said Tiffany. Do you indeed? Then stop noticing. The shout echoed off the hills, full of command. Mistress Weatherwax coughed when the echo had died away. Tiffany had gone pale. It seems to me, said the old witch, that I might just have been a shade on the sharp side there. It was probably the voles. She coughed again. Them as knows me, or has earned it one way or the other, calls me Granny Weatherwax. I shall not take it amiss if you did the same. Granny Weatherwax, said Tiffany, shocked out of her shock by this new shock. Not technically, said Mistress Weatherwax quickly. It's what they call a honorific, like old Murrah so-and-so, or Goody Thingy, or Nanny What's-Her-Name, to show that a witch has been... Tiffany didn't know whether to laugh or burst into tears. I know, she said. You do? Like Granny Aching, said Tiffany. She was my granny, but everyone on the chalk called her Granny Aching. Mrs. Aching wouldn't have worked, she knew. You needed a big, warm, billowing, open kind of word. Granny Aching was there for everybody. It's like being everyone's grandmother, she added, and didn't add, who tells them stories. Well then, perhaps so. Granny Weatherwax it is, said Granny Weatherwax, and added quickly, but not technically. Now we'd best be moving. She straightened up and set off again. Granny Weatherwax. Tiffany tried it out in her head. She'd never known her other grandmother, who died before she was born. Calling someone else Granny was strange, but oddly, it seemed right. And you could have, too. The Hiver followed them. Tiffany could feel it, but it was keeping its distance. Well, there's a trick to take the trial, she thought. Granny, her brain tingled as she thought the word, Granny has got a plan, she must have. But things weren't right. There was another thought she wasn't quite having. It ducked out of sight every time she thought she had it. The Hiver wasn't acting right. She made sure she kept up with Granny Weatherwax. As they got nearer to the trials, there were clues.